Hey, I just wanted to send you some encouragement as we are in the fourth quarter of the year. You got 3 months left of 2022, and there's probably been some things that happened this year that you didn't expect. There's probably been some things that went better than you thought they would, and some things that didn't quite go according to plan. That's normal, that's life. But for a basketball player, why would you say, okay, this fourth quarter and how does that apply to me? Here's how I think it applies to you is, I look at my business and say, okay, we're in the fourth quarter of the business and you have these goals, these things that you're trying to work through throughout the course of the year. So you're trying to finish strong. And for basketball players, you're getting ready to head into the season, right? With your college practices, your high school practices just beginning. So instead of looking at that like the fourth quarter or the first quarter, you're looking at it like the fourth quarter, right? And what I mean by that is you've been putting in all this work in the off season, and now it's time to put all of those things that you've been practicing together now with your team as you head into the year. So it's a buildup of what you've been practicing for, what you've been hoping for, what you've been dreaming for. And now it's your chance to put that into place, right? For individual and even more importantly, team success, right? There is no real individual success without the team success that comes along with it. And in those previous quarters, especially once basketball season finished, say it was in the spring, you're working on your individual player development throughout the whole offseason, right? And so now it's about how are we implementing that with the pieces of the team so that we can have success as a team, as a program, as a whole, to get the most out of one another and get the best in-season performance as we go through the year. So I want to give you that encouragement. I want to remind you, in the other sense, that as basketball season rolls around, we're also turning the leaf on a new year, which is going to be around in 3 months. And so think about this year as a whole, look back on it, rewind, think about the things that you've learned, think about the impact that can make and the things that you're trying to do moving forward, any tweaks, adjustments that need to be made. Got to implement those pieces so we can finish strong going into 2023. You won't get this year back, right? You don't get a do-over. You simply get to learn from the experiences and the lessons that you've been taught so you can perform better and do well in whatever it is that you are striving to do. And for our athletes, that's to play good, to feel good, to have a great basketball experience as a team at the college and high school level. And so as you dig into this fourth quarter, remember, failure is never permanent. It's an opportunity to learn, grow, and improve. And put yourself out there in a way that is going to allow you to make mistakes and grow at a faster rate. Like, that's one of the biggest things that I think you can do. And my advice as somebody who's in their late 30s, my experience is everybody's learning. A lot of people are working hard, but what are the situations that you can put yourself that are going to cause you to learn at a faster rate? That means trying new things. That means asking more questions. That means digging into some research of what are different things that interest you. And you want to figure out how you can do a better job in that specific area. That could be skill development shooting. That could be strategy X's and O's. That could be something outside of basketball that you're working towards. So I hope that you guys have an awesome fourth quarter of the year, as well as a first quarter of basketball season. Let me know if you need anything. Get after it today.